PTP. Primetime player? Nope. I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you what it is next on MHSAA Perspective. Over the course of a school year, I get a chance to interact with a lot of coaches and a lot of athletic administrators. And while today's topic has always been out there, it seems this year that I'm hearing more and more about PTP, playing time problems. One could also turn that PTP into parents' twisted perspectives. It seems that the pressure being placed on coaches and administrators by Johnny's and Janie's parents to make sure that their kid is getting the playing time they need to assure themselves of, here it comes, an athletic scholarship to college, is probably the worst it's ever been. Schools have been, in recent years, instituting policies about when the proper time it is for parents to talk to coaches and administrators and the subject matter of those conversations. Some have gone as far as to tell parents that playing time is not ever an agenda item, and from my perspective, they are right to do so. I don't know where parents ever got the idea that making the team entitled their child to anything other than being a member of the team, and that the decisions about who plays, how long they play, at what position they play, and even the style of offense and defense they play will be made by the coach and no one else. But the parental attitude that they know better than the coach is growing, and it's driving good teacher coaches from the ranks. I recently learned of an entire staff of basketball coaches who will hang it up after the season is over, after the varsity coach got sued by a parent over their child's playing time. Of course, no judge in their right mind would ever take such a case, but the damage was done. The losers are the rest of the kids and a community that these coaches had served for a number of years. One coach told me of the infighting going on within a program because of the notion of college scholarships. Another talked of a kid walking up to the coach at the beginning of the season and asking, "What are you going to do to get me a college scholarship?" And to those coaches and many others in their situation, I suggest you give them these numbers, 20 to 30. Those are the numbers of Division I college scholarships that are given in most years to high school seniors from Michigan playing basketball. The boys' range is usually a little higher than that 20 to 30, the girls' range a little lower. We've used these numbers a lot lately, but they're worth repeating because they represent reality, not the fantasy that some of these parents of these kids are living in. Some parents know that if they carp about playing time, they'll rightfully be seen as spoil sports, and so they've started masking their complaints to principals, superintendents, and even full school boards as quote-unquote problems with the coach's style. And I had to laugh because I saw this play out at one school board meeting where a few parents, whose kids didn't see what they thought was sufficient playing time, harangued not only on the coach, but on the athletic director who happened to be sitting in the room, but to whom they had never talked to about the coach. The school board president calmly complimented and acknowledged the athletic director's presence at the meeting, much to the dismay of the embarrassed parents. How some of this starts comes through non-school athletic teams, club teams, travel teams, AAU teams, where coaches use kids to their own end so they can buddy up with college coaches, and where kids get a lot of games but no skills development, especially in the teamwork department. It's also where they get the ear of parents, and in turn, their playing time perspectives get twisted. All schools can do is make sure that they're clear with kids and parents about how the programs are run and be sure that their coaches are above reproach when parents manufacture complaints about their demeanor when they're really complaining about playing time. Maybe whoever said that every kid ought to just be given a trophy when they're born or that the best coaching jobs at orphanages are right. And as far as a lot of these parents are concerned, Barnum was definitely right. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.